Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang. Time to stretch out in front of your loudspeakers and do a 30-minute stretch with a Quonset hut full of stars as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And I want to mention that by special request of many of you lads and lassies stationed in the Central and South Pacific Theater, the Army-Navy Screen Magazine is photographing tonight's goings-on, and it'll be out your way before long. And now here's your mistress of ceremonies, a favorite with GIs in all theaters, including the RKO, Saipan, and Lowe's Kiska, Ginger Rogers.
Fellas, it's a pleasure to be with you once again. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be your mistress of ceremonies, so I won't tell you. However, let's get on with the show. There's a young lady you've requested over and over again. Here she is, over again, O'Brien, Virginia O'Brien.
Thank you, Ginger. I want to send greetings to Larrick, Villanova, Bishop, and Knight. The Four Stoops at 650, the CB Gang at 528, Snooty Snodgrass and his Pick and Shovel Gang, Rupert in the Jive Hive, the Navy 3950 Gang, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Privates on Any Way Talk, also Mother Cantor's Diety Wash on a certain lovely atoll, and Frank McCaughey's relatives, friends, and associates at APO 93. Fellas, here's one of my most cheerful songs. I can hardly keep from smiling myself. Carry me back to old Virginny. Carry me back to old Virginny. That's where the cotton and the corn and taters grow. No place on earth I love more sincerely than old Virginny, the state where I was born. Carry me back to old, to old, to old, to old Virginny. That's my home. That's where the cotton and the corn and taters grow, mostly corn. There's where the birds warble, sweet in the springtime. There's where this old lonely heart of long to go. There's where I labored, labored so hard for old Mazza. Day after day after day in the field of yellow corn, more corn. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginny. Not Kentucky. Than old Virginny. Virginny, that's the state where I was born. See?
Thank you. Fellas, once in a while, a letter comes in with a request for something we just can't do for you. And one of the people who opens your letters here at Command Performance Headquarters has asked me to give the following message to Sergeant J.K. at APO 322. And here's the message, quote, "Oh, come now, Sergeant," unquote. Well, then, we've dipped into the upper strata of society for our next visitor to Command Performance. Remember, when you spell information, please, backwards, it comes out Jimmy Durante. May I ask what's on your mind, James?
You may. I shall reply civilly, as is my wont.
All right, what's on your mind?
A crisis has arose, Miss Rogers. I am the recipient of a telegram informing me of the arrival in our city tomorrow of a certain eminent personage, a personage so exalted I hesitate to mention his name.
You don't mean...
Yes, Umbria.
My, that is an exalted personage. But, Jimmy, just where does the crisis come in?
His wire says, please get me a date for my first night in Hollywood. Would prefer an Academy Award winner who can dance.
I see. And so you came to me.
Hmm? Naturally. Gary Cooper is too tall.
I'm very flattered.
Oh, tut, tut, my dear Rogers. Your idol, your ideal, the way they spell him here is terrible. You don't know how to spell. I'll start from the beginning. Your ideal for Umbriago. Your so-so, shall I say, trade decollete? Or shall I say something I understand?
I think perhaps you'd better.
You know, I'm convinced, Miss Rogers, that you're just Umbriago's type.
Oh, really?
Sure, you're a dame, ain't you? But first, I must make sure you're romantic enough for Umbriago.
For Umbriago?
Yeah, I'll make believe I'm him. Ginger, you and me are out in the moonlight under the magnolia tree. Mm-hmm. You nestle your head on my shoulder and sigh with extra say. Mm-hmm. Spelled E-X-T-R-A-S-A-Y. The magic of the moonlight is coursing through my veins. I am irresistible to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm getting is, huh? You grab me. I struggle, but you're too strong for me. Before I know it, you shower my upturned face with burning kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Be mine, you say. I want you. I need you. I must have you. Hey, wait a minute. What am I worrying about Umbriago for? This dame is stuck on me.
Well, Jimmy, before you fan our burning love into a forest fire, I think I'd better tell you I can't possibly go out with you or Umbriago tomorrow night.
And why, pray, if I may be so bold, not?
Because I have a date already, you see.
A matter of extreme inconsequency. Amity.
Do you mind saying that again, please?
You've got to break your date.
Well, I wouldn't think of it, Jimmy. There's something that that's something that I wouldn't do for any, to any human being.
Forget about human beings. I'm offering you a date with a member of my family. I must pull myself together. Only trouble in it's a little hard to tell where to start pulling. There's so many loose ends. I know what I need. Entertainment. I'll entertain myself. Music, Major. 8 to a note. You know, I just got back from Hollywood today. And really, folks, I've got a lot to say. While I was there, I met President Will Hayes. And what he told me put me in a daze. Why, for days and days and days and days and days and days for a week. Everybody puts in extra notes. But I'll overlook it. Mr. Hayes says, Jimmy, you've been invited to entertain at the White House. He said it'll be a gala of the intelligentsia, the hoi polloi, the 400, the 300, the 200, the 100. That's when I walked in. Mr. Hayes says, Jimmy, what do you do when you call upon to entertain? Is the cameras grinding? I said, Mr. Hayes, what'll I do? Why, in the midst of festivities, I'll get up and do my strut away. In my cutaway, it's just a hop away, a scram away, and a scram away. And then you skitter right down, you go to, I'm with a twist away. Where's the mic? When you twist away, this way it's a holiday. You know, all over town, they're doing the Susie Q. Why, they did that dance years ago. I'm the Rudy LaPoo, but not my strutaway. In my cutaway, why, it's a dance that's gonna gain great renown. You know, a beautiful gal invited me up to her apartment to teach her this dance. I was in the apartment 10 minutes when who walks in her husband? Kind of perturbed. He says, what are you doing here? I said, I'm putting on my white tie. I'm putting on my top hat. I'm putting on my top coat to make my getaway. doing the strut away. Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to do the strut away, the hop away, the swam away? And then you skid right down and you go to town doing the strut away. Let me hear that band, Major. That's the boy. Another chorus. Hit it. I'll do the strut away in my cutaway. It's just a hop away, a slide away, and a scram away. And then you skid it right down, you go to town with a twist away. Why, when you strut away, this way it's a holiday. You know, all over town, they're doing the Susie Q. They did that dance years ago. I'm the Rosie LaPoo, but not my strut away in my cutaway. Why, it's a dance that's gonna gain great renown. You know, I walked into a drugstore, and I ordered a banana split with whipped cream and pistachio nuts. One for nothing, a guy hits me over the head with a bottle and said, consider yourself launched. Well, I'm a gentleman. I apologize, but he wasn't satisfied. He demanded an autopsy. So I ups to him. I face with my right. I face with my left. I seize an opening. I'm flat on my back. So what did I do? I did the crawl away, not the strut away. Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to do the strut away, the hop away, the swam away? And then you skid it right down and you go to town doing the strut away. Let me hear it. Let me hear it, Major. Hey, hey.
Batch of letters to command performance includes at least a large mittful requesting our next guest. They are known throughout the country as about the smoothest group of tonsil vibrators who ever vibrated their tonsils. I want you to meet the famous Golden Gate Quartet.
Thank you and hi, men. On behalf of the boys, I want to thank you for your letters and send special greetings to the Navy CBs in New Guinea, Will, Bill, Willie, and Williams with those engineers, A.G. Grauer and his associates in the CBI, Logan and Ludwig in Hut Number 9, also Ted Tools at 7:30. Here's a number we've always enjoyed doing. We hope you like it.
I've got that holder timbre religion, brother, that holder timbre religion. Look at that holder timbre religion, brother, it's good enough for me. I got that holder timbre religion, brother, that holder timbre religion. Look at that holder timbre religion, brother, it's good enough for me.
Folks, I got a little story I want you to hear. It's about a preacher who got in a fight with a bear. Now listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. Preacher went out hunting one day, it was on a Sunday morning. And although he was a Christian gent, still he took his gun along. Well, he shot a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods, returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now the preacher fell down upon his knees, and he sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up toward heaven, and he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know he delivered old Daniel from the lion's den. And you delivered the three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, called the good book you declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to heaven that bad.
He needed that holy time for religion, brother, that holy time for religion, brother, that holy time for religion, brother, it's good enough for me.
Now the bear walked out in the middle of the road, and up to the preacher walked he. And the preacher laid his religion down and climbed a tall pine tree. He climbed way up to the top of the tree, then he crawled out on the limb. While the bear looked up kind of innocently, he kind of licked his mouth at him. But long about morn, that old limb broke and red came a-tumbling down. He took his knife and cut the bear 10 times before he hit the ground. Now the bear walked up to get him a hug like you hugged a long-lost friend. But the preacher put on a disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. He ran as fast as an old hound dog trying to overtake a hare. He went home, went to bed, and slept 3 days before his shadow got there.
He needed that hold of time-a-riddly, just brother, that hold of time-a-riddly, brother, that hold of time-a-riddly, just brother, is good enough for me.
For me.
For me.
For me.
For me.
Golden Gate Quartet. As you all know, Command Performance is the clearinghouse for some strange requests. This week, 3 Seabees from the South Pacific come up with a honey. I'll read you the letter. Dear Command Performance, the second best thing we used to like back in the States was listening to all the radio programs. But we're kept so busy here on Mosquito Island that we can hardly get a chance to do any listening to a lot of our favorite programs. So how about Command Performance giving out with as many of them as you can possibly squeeze in? Signed, AC, DC, and Short Circuit. Well, anything for the Navy. Command Performance, aided by George Murphy, Jimmy Durante, and yours truly, will now squeeze the entire weekly output of all the radio networks into one program.
Cavalcade of America, sponsored by G.J. LuPont of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry, presents the story of the discovery of the fourth hydrocarbon. As our story opens, we find 2 unknown chemists on the verge of a great contribution to mankind.
Doctor, I think we got it. At last. The end of our search. I analyzed the final result. I determined the Pacific gravity.
Give me that again.
And I also... P-A-C-I-F-I-C.
I got it.
Left out the S in front. I analyzed the final result. I determined the Pacific gravity. I checked the atomic structure, and it's true.
You're sure?
Yes. Doctor, we just gave the world chopped liver.
Be sure with Pure. The Soil Oil Company brings you the noted news commentator and analyst, H.V. Kaltenborn.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? A report has just come to my attention through a rumor originating with a dispatch heard yesterday over shortwave from an unverified source believed authentic, but whose name cannot be revealed at this time. I feel that I can say now without fear of contradiction, I hear there's a war on. This is H.B. Kaltenborn signing off. It's getting late, and I got to listen to Gabriel Heater. Good night.
The Hour of Charm.
And his all-girl orchestra. Tonight you will hear Genevieve and her mellow trumpet. You will hear Catherine and her soulful saxophone. You will hear Rosalie and her haunting trombone.
Yeah, shut up.
And that was Evelyn and her magic violin.
Champion of the people, defender of truth, and guardian of our fundamental rights. Also, 6-hour passes forged while you wait. And now we bring you a half hour of music from the Palladium. It's the music of that young man with a horn, Harry James. Take it, Harry James. Take it, Harry James. Take it, Harry James.
Oh, Al, would you show up for work if you had Betty Grable at home? But we must get on with our programs. And now, Huggett Bars brings you another session with your genial master of wit and information, the wise man with a friendly smile and the cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ.
Battery will get you nowhere. But let's get on to our first contestant. Young man, are you the first contestant?
Who, me?
Give this man one silver dollar. Now tell me, what's your name?
Let me see.
Give this man two more silver dollars. Now, young man, tell me where you live.
I live in a house.
Give this man four more silver dollars. And now, what is your occupation?
The occupation?
Give this man eight more silver dollars. Now, young man, you've got a grand total of 15 silver dollars. And you know what I'm going to do with these nice, round 15 silver dollars?
No.
I'm going to put them in a stocking and beat your stupid skull in them.
This is NBC, the Columbia Broadcasting System. We pause now to bring you the time. Where you hear the sound of the cuckoo, it will be exactly 2 o'clock.
Cuckoo.
Hey, cut it out.
Cuckoo.
Now, look, it's only 2 o'clock. How many times are you going to cuckoo?
1,400. I'm on Army and Navy time. Cuckoo.
Bellogs presents The Adventures of Superman. Up, up, and away. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Wait a minute. Hold the show. I can't go on.
What's the matter?
I can't get these tights on over my nose.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal departments throughout the United States, Rones Liniment presents Gangbusters.
Well, Colonel Schwarzkopf, what's our story for tonight?
Tonight I'm going to tell you the most fascinating story of my entire career in crime detecting. It all began in a small Midwestern town some years ago. It had rained that afternoon, and as night fell, why are we just... Today that man is in prison for life.
Parade of spotlight fans, and tonight we bring you
thank you, Cab Calloway.
Gentlemen of the AEF, the BEF, and the CEF, command performance comes now to a musical department called When You Wore a Tulip and I Dressed Like a Civilian Too. Our able and energetic cast, including Virginia and her all-girl body O'Brien, George Twinkletoes Murphy, Ginger Gams Rogers, and Jimmy Shady Lips Durante, no matter where the sun is, they're in the shade. We've all dipped into the mailbag and picked a few plums from among your all-time musical comedy favorites. Songs that were popular in the old Blue Surge days and will still be around when you're around again. You all ready to sing, Ginger?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Amy, after all, I'm not Kate Smith. You know.
Fine, then we can all get around the mic.
George, do you mind starting us off?
Now, wait till that blows over. Well, I'll try anything once, Ginger. Here's one you ought to remember.
Lovely to look at. Delightful to know and heaven to kiss. A combination like this
is quite my most impossible dream come true. Imagine finding a boy like you. Say, George, what's that one where the fellow gets all dressed up, you know?
You mean the one about the full dress suit or something?
Yeah. How does that go,
well,
you know?
Let's see.
Stand back, everybody. This one's right up my boulevard.
There's the intruder.
Putting on the top hat. tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. What a thing to do in public. Dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails.
This chap...
I got more lines, Mr. Murphy.
Then I will proceed. This chap is obviously addicted to sartorial splendor.
Smile when you say that, partner.
And then there's the one about the couple who came from California. Do you
California.
Remember?
California. Oh,
yeah.
You mean...
Sure. Isn't it a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
Yes, you were going on your way. Now you've got to remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea.
Oh, those clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me.
How about you, Virginia O'Brien? Haven't you got an old favorite that you...
Yes, I have, George, but I just can't sing it to a brick wall. Give me someone to sing it to.
May I acquiesce?
Tally-ho!
Touché.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
I studied him under Caruso.
Oh, lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. Tally-ho.
Touché.
Say, George, by any chance, do you remember a musical called Anything Goes?
Anything Goes? That couldn't have been about Crosby's horses, could it?
No. I mean the tunes from the show. Here's one you ought to remember. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, goodness knows, anything goes.
I hear you talking. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose.
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes.
The world had gone mad today.
And good's bad today.
And black's white today.
And day's night today.
When most guys today.
That women prize today.
Are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know that you're bound to answer when I propose.
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes.
Well, that'll give you a bird's eye view of a few old favorites. Now, what do you say we all get together and go into the finale?
At a large void, meaning culmination.
Come on, Virginia. Listen, guys, ready? One, a two.
You're the cream in my coffee.
You're the salt in our stew.
You will always be our necessity.
We'd be lost without you. That's me, Jimmy.
You're the K in our rations.
You're the lace in our shoe.
You will always be our necessity.
We'd be lost without you.
You give life savor.
Bring out its flavor. So this is clear, dear.
You're our Worcestershire, dear.
You're great A with the allies. Khaki, olive, and blue.
You will always be our necessity. We'd be up the creek without you.
Well, men, it looks like we've come to the end of our mildly rugged road. It's been lots of fun for us, and I hope you had at least a few chuckles yourselves. Keep letting us know what you want, and we'll keep beaming it at you. Meantime, this is Ginger Rogers saying, best of the best from the USA to you gentlemen of the AEF. So long.
Thank you.
Radio Service. Thank you.